Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. My dear friends, fellow redeemed saints of the living God, they're all a bunch of crooks. I don't trust any of them. They're all liars. I believe all of us have heard people say things like that about our government and the leaders of our country. And I'm afraid that probably many of us have unfortunately said words similar to these as well. We live in an age where the attitudes toward people in positions of authority are at an all-time low. And this, of course, applies not only to the attitudes just mentioned about our attitude toward government officials and leaders. It is often expressed as the attitude of children and teens toward their parental authority. It is the attitude of employees toward their bosses or supervisors. You see, we simply don't like to be told what to do. So perhaps it's good for us on this Independence Day, 4th of July weekend, a time when we give thanks to God for the blessings of this nation and what we have here, the blessings of the government itself, and the blessings that are ours as citizens of this country. It is good for us to be reminded to pray for all in authority. That's what we want to talk about today. And we're going to talk about it on the basis of Paul's words to Timothy in his first epistle, the second chapter, verses 1 and 2. Paul writes, "I urge then, first of all, that requests, prayers, intercessions, and thanksgiving be made for everyone, for kings and all those in authority, that we may live peaceful and quiet lives in all godliness and holiness." So who is it that Paul is directing us to pray for? For kings, he says, and for all those in authority. Now, if you happen to be a Democrat, it might be a little hard for you to pray for the current Republican president. And of course, the opposite is also true. When a Democrat is president, it's often hard for a Republican to pray for that person. However, if we were listening to what God says to us in His Word, God calls us simply to pray for the leader of the land. No matter who fills the office, no matter what political party he might be affiliated with. Christians, children of God who believe that God sent His Son to die for all, we Christians have a higher reason to pray. Out of love for God, generated by His incredible, undeserved love for us, we gladly and willingly pray for the spiritual welfare of others, especially the most influential leader, the president of our country. But of course, there are many others in positions of authority. There are members of Congress and Senate, federal judges, Supreme Court judges, other national leaders, and we are to intercede, we are to pray also for them. And again, it makes no difference to which political party they belong. The same with respect to the state and local government, to mayors, to justices of the peace, to local representatives. Those also are the ones about or for whom we are to pray. The policeman who stops you for a traffic violation is worthy of your respect and of your prayers. In the home, parents have been given authority over their children. Paul writes, "Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right." So parents in positions of authority, are worthy of our respect and our prayers. In the text, he says to kings, plural, indicating that our prayers also should be extended to kings in other, leaders in other countries as well. Remember what Paul wrote in Romans chapter 13, the authorities that exist have been established by God. And Jesus himself says, give to Caesar what is Caesar's and to God what is God's. God's grace extends toward all people in all places. We know that God so loved the world that he sacrificed his son. He sacrificed Jesus for all. Therefore, prayers should be offered up by us for all, or as Paul says, for everyone. That's what we are called to do. But what if? What if those leaders or that ruler is a tyrant or a dictator? What if that father is not the kind of father he should be and is perhaps more abusive, either verbally or physically, than he should be? What about then? Are we to pray for such an authority also? Again, if we're listening to God and to his word, the two words that he says here, to everyone and to all, I believe allow for no exceptions. They include everyone who has been placed by God into positions of authority. So the criteria for deciding if we should pray for a certain person in authority is certainly not whether we happen to like that person or not, whether that person might be of our political persuasion or not, or whether we feel or don't feel that he does or does not deserve our prayers. I mean, think about it from God's sight. Outside of Christ, there are no good people. The Bible says all have sinned and all fall short of the glory of God. All deserve nothing but punishment and eternal condemnation. And yet God, this gracious God that we are here to worship today, is good to all. He causes his Son to rise on the evil and the good, and sends rain on the righteous and the unrighteous, God says in his word. John the Baptist, said of Jesus, look, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. Jesus came to take upon himself your sins and my sins. Jesus paid the price for all of our disobedience, all of our rebellion against God. I love how Paul puts it in Romans. He says, God demonstrates his love for us in this. While we are still sinners, Christ died for us. The Roman Caesar in power at the time of the writing of this text was a tyrant and a pagan. Nevertheless, God said through the Apostle Paul, everyone must submit himself to the governing authorities, for there is no authority except that which God has established. So that says to us as believing children of God who believe his word, whether that authority is good or bad, whether it is harsh or kind, rulers need our prayers, and God directs us to pray for them. I mean, Jesus gave us a pretty good example, didn't he? Jesus prayed for those who were treating him harshly and unfairly. And in reality, we were the ones who caused his suffering and death by our sins. But as his love and compassion for us penetrates into our innermost being, we then are led to pray for our enemies, to pray for those who persecute us and hate us. Remember what Jesus taught. Love your enemies, he said, and pray for those who persecute you. Again then, even if a person in authority becomes our enemy or persecutes us, Christ asks us to pray for that individual. And again, I think as our human sides is why? Why do they need our prayers? They're in the driver's seat. They have the power. Well, Scripture urges us to pray for those in authority, as Paul says in this text, so that we can live quiet and peaceful lives. It's the task of government to maintain order and discipline so that the church can carry out our Lord's commission to make disciples of all nations. Without a government which has the authority to punish evildoers, society would simply be in constant chaos. For our own sake, therefore, we need to pray. We pray that our government officials enact and carry out just laws and maintain law and order for all within society. But of course, we know that those who are entrusted with authority do not always administer that authority fairly. But that's nothing new under the sun. Listen to the words of the prophet Amos regarding the leaders of the nation of Israel. You oppress the righteous and take bribes, and you deprive the poor of justice in the courts. Some things never change. So if you have been the victim of injustice administered by some level of government, you know how frustrating that can be. And certainly if you're following the news at all in these recent weeks with the demonstrations and the riots that have been going on, this is very prevalent and very important for us. We need to pray. We need to pray for justice in the land, justice for all, fairly and equally. That's God's desire. Again, sometimes those in authority, be they government leaders or parents or supervisors in the workplace, act unfairly. Maybe it's out of ignorance, maybe it's intentionally. But it's not an easy job. It's a difficult task to be that leader, to be sitting in the chair where the buck stops. It's not always possible to make the right decisions, especially in difficult cases. It is not possible in every instance to have all the facts at your disposal. Not all those in authority in our world today have the wisdom of Solomon. Too bad they don't, but they don't. So what do? We pray. We pray for our leaders that they may have wisdom. Wisdom from God so that their authority and the decisions that they make are fair and equitable for all. We need to be people of God in prayer. I mean, think of the pressures that those in authority take, are under, powerful people trying to convince them to go their way and do things favorable for their cause, you know, conflict of interest, all of those things going on. Again, nothing has changed. Listen to the words of the prophet Isaiah from the Old Testament. Your rulers are rebels, companions of thieves. They all love bribes and chase after gifts. Again, those are challenges that are always before people in authority. We're told that power corrupts, and absolute power corrupts absolutely. So the higher the authority, the more prayer that is needed in order that they do not give in to such temptations and thereby injure and hurt society. When we remember that God desires that those in authority be a benefit and a blessing to us, then it should be easy for us to say, I need to pray for those who govern, but I pray that they govern according to the will of God, that they understand how God wants us to be and their role and our role, and then live according to it. As sons and daughters of a merciful God, with His Spirit living in us, We ought to desire that those in authority do their job so that we can do ours and proclaim Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. Yes, there are times when we may not be inclined to pray for those in authority. However, as we remember the blessings that authority brings to our lives, I hope and pray that we find it easier to pray. I mean, think about all the many blessings that we have in our country through our form of government, the freedoms that we have to do what we do. Certainly not perfect, but our country has prospered. The Christian church has largely been free to go about its mission of taking that message of salvation to all. Imagine what your life would be like without authority. Even those we may dislike and resent the most, whether they're our bosses, our parents, or government leaders, they're necessary for the good of all. I keep thinking of what you often hear from children after they've grown up. They'll often tell mom and dad, "Well, when I was growing up, I didn't really like what you were doing and what you were telling me to do. But thank you for doing it because it made me the person that I am." So my dear friends, as we hear and as we believe that God loves us in Jesus Christ, in spite of our unworthiness, may God, through His Spirit, move us to respond. In reverent love for God, may we submit ourselves to His will and walk in His ways, to His praise and glory. God, in His loving care for us, has provided authorities for our individual good, for society, and for the good of the church. May we each day, not only on these special holidays, may we each day thank God joyfully for these gifts. And may we continually pray for those in authority. Amen. And now may the peace of God, which passes all understanding, may it keep your hearts and minds through faith in Christ Jesus unto eternal life. Amen. Amen.